I'd ask unanimous consent to enter into the record the letter dated August 5th, 2014. This is a letter to Chairman Issa, Ranking Member Cummings, Senators Carper and Coburn from the 47 IGs.
Hearing no objection, it'll be entered.
I want to read just three sentences from this letter. The undersigned federal Inspectors General write regarding the serious limitations on access to records that have recently impeded the work of Inspectors General at the Peace Corps, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Department of Justice. On page 2, last paragraph, moreover, the issues facing the DOJ, OIG, the EPA, OIG, and the Peace Corps, OIG, are not unique. Other inspectors general have, from time to time, faced similar obstacles in the work, whether on a claim that some other law or principle trumped the clear mandate of the IG Act or by the agency's imposition of unnecessarily burdensome administrative conditions on access. It is extraordinary that 47 inspectors general have issued this letter expressing this concern, but I'd also like to ask unanimous consent to enter into the record a letter from the director of the Office of Management and Budget, dated September 9th, 2014.
Without objection, be entered.
Let me read a sentence here from that response from the director of the OMB, and then I'd like each of you to please respond to it, because the administration doesn't seem to think there's a problem. In this letter, paragraph 3, the last sentence says, overall, the numbers reported by the IGs demonstrate that federal departments and agencies in this administration value the work of IG offices and are almost uniformly successful in getting them the information they need to perform their responsibilities, end quote. This letter, if you were to read this letter, the Office of Management and Budget issuing a letter a full month after the 47 IGs, they don't think there's a problem. How do you respond to that sentence? We'll start with Mr. Horwitz.
I can only speak from experience and what I've heard from other IGs, which is we have faced roadblocks in several of our reviews, untimely access where we have gotten it. It has taken a fair amount of time. I think the other IGs have had their experiences, and I know from conversations with fellow IGs, while they haven't had lawyers come forward and say, we can't legally give it to you, they've had issues with getting materials in a timely manner. That is a very significant issue for us.
So when it says almost uniformly successful, how would you characterize what you're able to access and get right now, particularly from the FBI?
It has been an extraordinarily difficult issue for us for now several years to get prompt, timely access to materials.
Mr. Elkins.
I think there's a disconnect. And I think that statement that you just read capsulizes the disconnect. On the one hand, I think what we have seen here is that, you know, we hear from time to time that, well, you know, there is substantial cooperation with the OIG. I mean, we've, you know, 80%, 90% of the time, you know, there's no problems. You know, you get what you ask for. But that assumes that the other 10 to 20% of the time that we're not getting what we asked for is okay. And that suggests that it's a moving target. And that's a very slippery slope. And that is exactly, I think, why we're here today in talking about these issues, because there is this assumption that most of the time we cooperate. And that's where the focus is at. But the real issue here is, what about that 10% of the time that there is no cooperation, and that seems to just keep jumping around and jumping around? That's the problem. And I think that message says that it's a broad problem with OMB and in a lot of agencies.
Thank you, Mr. Elkins. Ms. Buehler.
I agree with my esteemed colleague. From our perspective, we've had an agency issue opinions or issue policies and procedures specifically stating that we can't have access to something. So it's very difficult for me to understand how it's not a problem.